Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now. Thank you so much for tuning us in and checking us out. We really appreciate that you were here with us. Coming up in the next 20 minutes, a lot. We've got Joe's Need to Know News, and after that, Song of the Day, and we'll explain more, but you may not know any of the songs that we have for Song of the Day, which doesn't make sense, but we'll explain.
Right, just because you don't know them doesn't mean you won't love them. They're the best songs that you probably don't know about.
Now, as an adult, I don't have kids, but I got like little kiddos around me. Mackenzie, you are a parent.
That sounds weird.
Well, okay. I'm not poor
child. I have kids, but there's kids around me.
No, but I got like a little brother, Michael. I do big brothers and sisters, so
which
I hang out with
awesome.
Him. I got to do rules for that, or like, you know, little kiddos, like when you get together at the holidays and stuff.
Right.
Thank you for clarifying. Don't want anything to look bad. But you're a mom, Mackenzie. You got a daughter. And I just found this list and I thought it was so interesting. I wanted to see how many of these things we do as adults. It was top food rules we had as kids that we love breaking now that we're adults or we're grown-ups and we can do whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
In no particular order, do you eat on the couch? Because when I was a kid, mom's like, get your butt off the couch with that food. You're going to make a stain.
I do sometimes. I have these really cool, like, I love to eat at my bar, like cool bar stools, so that's where I typically eat. But once in a, if I'm watching a show or something,
Kiki, your mom, because like my grandma used to do this, she like had everything wrapped in plastic. Like, is that just an older generational thing? Like,
oh, no.
Where like they had like plastic on every. I'm like, why are we? This
that
couch
reminds
sounds
me of my
weird.
Big fat Greek wedding.
That's exact. And I'm not even like Greek, but that's what my grandma would do.
No, and Kiki is like an interior decorator, so everything is pristine. But you can sit on it and everything. It won't be like.
Do you remember as a kid, like parents would always do this, kind of the same thing as far as desserts, but there was always no sweets before bed, like because it would rot your teeth. But as an adult, like now that it's Halloween season, I had some Reese's peanut butter cups the other day and I went to town. It was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I don't care. What are you going to do? Stop me, mom.
I do what I want.
Yeah. Then also you can't have desserts before dinner. Sometimes dessert is dinner.
Yeah, that's true.
My wife, like, whatever reason, her family, they all, and they're all healthy, like, as an ox. None of them are fat. None of them are overweight. They all seem to be really good in their 80s and 90s, even the older people. But they always have ice cream every day.
You know, it's funny, whenever they interview, like, on the news, the people that have lived to, like, 102, 105, they're like, what's the secret to longevity? And, like, the old people always say, like, bacon every day and wine. I mean, it's never, like, I sleep and I drink water and I exercised every day of my life. It was just kind of like, one thing that stuck with me is stop rushing so much. Like, people say, old people are like, stop rushing your life away. Stop rushing around, which I need to tell myself constantly.
Well, as an older person, it's easier to say. There wasn't much to do back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. I mean, like, I'm not knocking them, but there's no way. The pace was not that fast. You kind of have to keep up now.
Right, but I tend to overschedule myself. I schedule myself in hour increments. I'm like, okay, now I got to be here. Okay, now. And I just, like, I need to slow my roll and just enjoy the moment where I'm at.
Now, one thing that wasn't on this list that it was, I guess, on the bottom. They didn't really survey a lot of people, but it was food rules as kids that as adults we'd love to break. Have you ever, because I remember I did, but I want to do it again as an adult, had a food fight? I mean, it's messy.
I have always wanted to, but not really.
When I was in fifth grade, I tried to start a food fight on like one of the last days of school, me and my friend Corinne. And so we took mashed potatoes and we like threw them. And we both got in trouble, and no one joined in with us.
The most gratifying food fight I've had was when I got to smash cake in your face, Joe, for the box of shame, which we're going to do coming up in a little bit. We get to roll the dice.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I can return the food fight favor.
That would be sweet. We could do a food fight, but nowadays everyone's like, you're wasting food, and everyone gets mad at you.
Don't even get me started on everybody's butthurt about everything. No, but like, wouldn't it be so fun, though, if we could like go back to a school? We obviously have to clean it up afterwards, but we have like a Joe McKenzie food fight. We wear goggles for safety, but we can just throw stuff. Liv, you could get your big thing of mashed potatoes. Did you have gravy, or is it just straight up taters?
No, it was straight up mashed potatoes. There was no gravy involved, which I feel like I shouldn't have even gotten in that much trouble because mashed potatoes were the easiest thing to clean up.
I wonder if we could have a slime fight because then we wouldn't be wasting food. Because, everyone liked slime as having its heyday.
No, I want to use real food and have people complain about it.
I feel like slime getting in my hair would be way, way, way worse than like mashed potatoes.
Because there's different consistencies of the slime. That's what I was thinking. Some's runny, some's just squishy.
How did you, when it came to the potatoes, did you use your hand, like scoop it up, or did you use like a spoon to flick it?
No, I used my hand. Okay. Me and my friend used hand, and then we had some carrots. like some like steamed carrot.
Okay, so they were soft.
Okay, yeah. Let me ask you guys your opinion on this. I think it is, I hate when I go to a wedding reception and the groom shoves the cake in the bride's face. I feel like that's so disrespectful and I hate it. Like, we know when you feed each other the first bite of cake, mm-hmm. I think it's so sweet, but when she has taken all that time to like do her makeup, I just feel like when he smashes it instead of like lovingly putting it in her mouth, I hate it.
I'm totally opposite on that, but I also am someone that doesn't care. Like, I don't care to, like, by then all the photos are taken. Like, I don't care if my makeup is messed up. I'm not that concerned about it. You know, like,
I don't know, just the act of smashing and McKenzie,
I mean, as long as they're not smacking me in the face and I'm not getting like a bloody nose, I just think it's like, so, it doesn't hurt.
I just think it's so sweet when he like delicately and then they kiss, puts it in her mouth and they kiss. I don't know. Like, I just don't like the smash.
Me and my boyfriend roughhouse though, too, at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to the potato, you know, food fight starter over here. What else would you expect? All right, well, that is something that makes me want to have a food fight right now, except we have all this equipment in our area.
If only we had food.
That too. I've got a bang. I can just crack the can and throw towards you. Hey, Joe's Need to Know News is coming up next. Then we get into Song of the Day here on Radio Now.